231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Monday, June 9th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is former gubernatorial candidate, businessman Kevin Rinke is on the line. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Trucker, how are you, buddy?
We're doing good, good, good. Hey, I saw your Twitter X post on your account heading into this event that took place on Saturday. And I'd like you, in your own words, to basically explain to the audience how did this happen? How were you informed about this event? How were you contacted? And why they had you listed on their promotional flyer as being one of the speakers at this event?
Well, I got called by a group from Northern Michigan, and they told me that there was a Republican-sanctioned event that was going to be held up in Mackinac City. And when I ran for governor, I spoke several times at Republican events in Mackinac City, and I just assumed that that was a continuation of a great group of patriots having a dinner and hearing from people on the issues of Michigan and candidates or potential candidates on the issues of Michigan. So I accepted. And if you have a copy of the invitation, I want to be perfectly clear that it said gubernatorial candidate Mike Cox, gubernatorial candidate Eric Nesbitt, and then it said Kevin Rinke. And I have not declared to become a candidate for governor, and I'll explain why, but everybody knew that. Everyone was aware of it. When they asked me, I reiterated that I would not have announced by that time. And on the Friday before the event, I get a call and they said, well, you know, we're not going to have you speak because Mike Cox and Eric Nesbitt feel that it's unfair for you to speak and because you haven't announced. And I said, well, you knew that I hadn't announced.
Right.
But I'm a obviously active person putting forth my time, my effort, my energy, my treasure on issues that are important for Michigan. And candidly, Randy, I don't think we should have 24-month election cycles. I don't think we should have 18-month election cycles. We are over a year out. And I think what's important for the people of Michigan to hear right now are from people who are seriously considering running and what issues they will run on and what solutions they will provide. And it's my opinion that Mike Cox and Eric Nesbitt objected because they can't run in the tall grass with this big dog.
Well, you've been very engaged, Kevin. In other events, I've seen your account. I've noticed social media. You and many others have been doing events with your own PAC and other groups in this past year, even leading into the 24 election. You were very engaged in helping President Trump win Michigan. You've been very engaged, still active, and that's basically why they reached out to you, I believe, to put you on this flyer to maybe help promote the event and help people, you know, make the decision. Maybe many of them are coming just to hear you speak.
I would like to think that they would. And the issues for Michigan are very unique. We have an opportunity like we haven't experienced, I don't know, ever, where we have Senate seats, congressional seats, gubernatorial seats, lieutenant governor seats, secretary of state, attorney general, all lining up at the same time. And as Michigan struggles, I think we need to be better educated on our candidates than ever before. And no one is going to waste their time, in my case, Randy, driving 9 hours to speak to a group of 100 people for 15 minutes if they aren't damn serious about the issues and about considering running for the state's top job.
Well, historically, just so you know, I've looked this up because you brought up a good point. It's since the 1880s that we've had an open seat for both governor and U.S. Senate, and along with, like you mentioned, all the congressional seats, state senators, state reps, everybody's on the ballot next year. I mean, this is a huge election, and Michigan needs to be fixed, Kevin. I mean, if we don't get this election right next year, Michigan, I believe, is doomed if we don't get the right candidates to lead us out of this mess.
Well, we have to start somewhere, and Michigan has a tall mountain to climb, Randy, and that's why I believe that the most critical issues are the tax structure and the tax burden to the citizens of Michigan, and Kevin Rinke stands for eliminating 100% of the personal income tax. I believe that education is critical. Michigan's public education continues to fall to the bottom of America. Mississippi, for God's sake, just passed us. We are 44th or lower in almost every measurable category in public education. Why would businesses relocate to a state where people can't read, where they can't write, where they can't do arithmetic, where we have ignored skilled labor development and vocational job creation at the same time we're educating people for future jobs and artificial intelligence and the technologies that will propel us into the future? It's crazy to me that Michigan refuses to participate in America and industry today and looking forward with our current legislative agenda. We need lower regulations. Our fastest growing demographic group, Randy, in Michigan is 65 and older. You know what we're number one in? We are number one in America for college graduates leaving the state to go elsewhere. You know what else we're number one in? Consumption of marijuana. Two great statistics that Gretchen Whitmer certainly doesn't like to brag about when she has to manipulate how she says, let's fix the damn roads. We know that Michigan is struggling, and we know that we need someone who's qualified, who has real experience, who doesn't need to recreate themselves to run the business of the state of Michigan. And it's time that people wake up and care enough to educate themselves so we can get real results and have realistic expectations versus simply complaining about every elected official we put in, be it a Republican or a Democrat, when we don't take the time to know what they really, truly stand for.
Well, one of the things I think that people are very interested in is knowing who is considering running, who is looking at this seriously, talking with your family, of course, looking at the huge commitment. I mean, last time you ran, I know you spent a lot of money on your own campaign. You raised a lot of money. But most importantly, the time away from your family, your business, just out there campaigning. This is serious things for you to have to consider before you officially announce.
Absolutely. You know, I announced in November, and I did 70,000 miles inside the state of Michigan from November to August on campaign issues. I was gone 6 days a week, every single week, from November to August 2nd. And you know what? I think the people of Michigan get exhausted with these 18 and 20-month campaigns. And by the way, it's more important for them to hear what the issues are and what people believe in than to say I'm an announced candidate. There's campaign laws and restrictions that force announced candidates to pay more money to get their message out. It's interesting. If I'm a citizen, I can buy an ad in the Detroit News and express my opinion for less money than if I am a candidate for an elected office. There's a strategy behind why I have not announced, and I'm going to stick to that strategy. And for those people that have announced, foolishly in my opinion, that could still be going around delivering their message without saying, vote for me or give me money. And that's the key thing. I'm not asking anybody for money right now. I'm asking for their time and them to listen on what I believe in, while other announced candidates are out asking for money because that's what they want.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we even got one announced candidate, and I'd like to get your thoughts real quick. John James, I believe, is making a huge mistake. Donald Trump and the Trump folks that I've spoken with, they said that they're very much upset with John James' decision to announce for governor, that they wanted him to stay in that congressional seat, which is, if he does, in fact, stay in the governor's race, Kevin, could cause that particular seat to be flipped to a Democrat because it's so competitive down there. But yet at the same time, since he's announced, he's not been on social media. He's not be attending any of these events. I just don't understand why he even got into this race, especially, like you say, so early, and we haven't even heard from the guy.
Well, I can't speak for why John got into the race, but I can tell you this, that if Macomb County loses that congressional seat, there is an increased likelihood that Donald Trump will be impeached by the Democratic Party. There is an increased likelihood that the Trump agenda will be stopped because someone put themselves before country.
Well,
I've said to John, he's a young man. John's a talented guy. He has plenty of time, if he has future political aspirations, to be the governor of Michigan or to be the president of the United States, which he has bantered about. This is not the time for Republicans to put themselves as individuals first over our country.
Yeah.
We have a leader that I believe is doing what he believes is best for America in very perilous times.
Yes, absolutely.
For our country and internationally.
Hey, Kevin, I got a couple of text messages. We're coming up on a hard break. Can you stay with us through a 3-minute short break? We'll be right back.
You bet.
Okay, great. We're speaking again with Kevin Rinke, former gubernatorial candidate, businessman from southeastern Michigan. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
In Northern Michigan, don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Staying on through the break is Kevin Rinke, former gubernatorial candidate, businessman from southeastern Michigan. Hey, Kevin, one of the things that the text message came in about was about the budget, education, spending, things like that. The state Senate passed their budget, $86 billion, about the same that Governor Gretchen Whitmer had requested earlier in the year. But the House Republicans haven't put forward their budget yet. They passed a $20 billion keep the government open kind of extension, basically, of the current budget just to fund government so it doesn't shut down at midnight on October 1st. And they, though, have come out with a statement that the Democrats finally went over the $10,000 threshold per pupil for education in the state of Michigan, both the governor and the Senate Democrats. But the Republicans are talking about $12,000, even more than what the Democrats are doing. But at the same time, they want to come up with a long-term road funding formula for fixing the dang roads. So I'm like, okay, how are they going to pay for it? And especially with your plan, where if you become governor, once you decide to run, you get into this race, you win the nomination, you want to eliminate the personal income tax. So I'm going, okay, these two ships are kind of heading in the wrong direction. Where do you believe the legislature has it wrong, and where do you think it needs to go?
Well, two things. One, under Gretchen Whitmer, the state budget has increased over 47%. During her term. And that's scary because our tax base is shrinking, Randy. So the burden per citizen continues to go up. I think that Republicans have got education wrong because we do not have a funding issue. What we have is an accountability issue. Remember, less than 50%, almost 60% of our kids cannot read at grade level. If you can't read, you can't write, you can't do arithmetic, and you become a ward of the state. Let's do some quick math. If the Republican legislature passes the $12,000, really what I'm going to do is say that the average pupil in Michigan gets $15,000 on their back for the school. The MEA just came out and said that there are 30 students per room. 15 times 30 is $450,000 per classroom per school. So if your school has 10 classrooms, that's $4.5 million. A student's average income in Michigan is $70,000. That's $380,000 per classroom for administration, for buildings, for things that don't educate our kids while we continue to fail them. We need to stop. Michigan has 82 counties, and we have over 530 school districts. Over 530 school districts. That's all administrative costs. That's all administrative waste. We need to doge our public education. We need the legislature to demand to receive funding that there be accountability. You know, there's no data, Randy, that says that a black kid is less likely to be able to read than a white kid, that a single-parent child is less likely to be able to read than a two-parent family child. This is about technique, it's about approach, and it's about teaching and how we teach. My proposal is proven. It's a phonics-based program that was deserted by public educators for woke, absolutely woke methods that were unproven, that diminished accountability. Hell, in Michigan, we're repealing tests to evaluate where our kids stand.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
We're going in the wrong direction. And dollars, throwing money at schools does not include accountability. I don't care about the $2 million AstroTurf football field. I don't care about the new building. I don't care about fancy computers if our kids can't read, write, and do arithmetic. It shouldn't be a partisan issue, and I won't let a kid in Detroit fall behind or a kid in Oakland County or one of the more affluent neighborhoods. We can solve this problem if we focus on it and we care enough about the children of Michigan to do the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with all that. Well, one of the things that we're going to be watching is this budget process, and we'll see how they end up basically coming out with the Republican House proposal. I've talked with a couple of state reps and Republicans, and they've told me that they are, in fact, going to reduce the number by quite a bit, or they're not going to pass a budget, and they're going to stand strong. So we'll see where this goes. But, Kevin, I wanted to have you on today to get a field report about this event and what you're planning on doing. And keep in touch with us. And when you make the decision, make sure you give me a call, and we'll have you on the radio again.
You know, I'll do that, Randy. Thanks. God bless you guys. And I hope Northern Michigan's having a beautiful day.
Absolutely. Same to you, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, that was Kevin Rinke. He is not an announced candidate yet. He feels that there's been just way too many long campaigns, and also doesn't want to have to start filing campaign finance reports and paying higher dollars if he decides to perhaps run an ad in the newspaper or radio spot or whatever. So totally get it, understand it, and hopefully you enjoyed the conversation. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always